The Progressive People's Party, PPP, says the 2012 elections were not free and fair. Presenting PPP's position on the elections in Accra, the National Secretary Kofi Asamoah said the process leading to the 2012 elections were marred with abuse of incumbency, intimidation, vote buying and manipulation of results by the officials of the Electoral Commission. The results, therefore, do not reflect the will of the people. We bring you NS Obinyanim's report.
Mr. Asamoah Sion, who was flanked by some leading members of the party, said PPP's concern is not to contest the results of the elections, but as a stakeholder, it has decided to bring to the attention of Ghanaians problems and challenges before, during and after the elections. He said the figures released by the Electoral Commission are inaccurate and presented disparities in the results of two constituencies.
We have chosen only these two out of several constituencies, including Ejimakor Inyanisiya, where electoral fraud was caught after the fact. I begin with a sense. This is a case of attempted theft of 1,000 votes. Stephen Kofi Bedu, PPP parliamentary candidate for Asensau, was nearly a victim of severe electoral fraud at the collation center for Asensau. While he was not present, individuals at the collation center at Asensau took the opportunity to lower his tabulated votes from 1,344 to 131. This was a fraudulent reduction of over 1,000 votes. Luckily, Stephen managed to get to the collation center and order a recount after the lower number was announced. On the other hand, he was not allowed to order a recount of the presidential PPP votes counted at the Asensau constituency. A picture clearly showing the attempted theft will be provided to the media.
Mr. Asamoah Sion called on the EC to enforce the Political Parties Act and disqualify parties that do not meet the minimum criteria within the next 6 months.
That was NS Obinyanim's report.